I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He is the owner of J&J Contractors, Jason Sobrowski. Jason, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Man, you were early today.
I know. You know, I liked it, actually.
When Tracy, our special guest, Tracy Grossbeach from AB&K, when she came in, I said, you know, it'll be you and I probably the first minute or two, and Jason come running in. And she goes, oh, that'd be okay. And there you were, like 5'2". Well done.
I'm trying to turn a new leaf over this year.
Because you didn't have a father-daughter dance last night that you invited all the boys over to the house then.
I actually had something else.
Oh, did
night,
you? But you got...
It's all right.
You got up, man.
I did.
Hey, I appreciate that. The recap real quick on last week's spring show. I thought it was... for me personally, I thought it was really good. I thought Saturday's crowd was incredible.
It was incredible. I was there with my wife, Kelly, on Saturday, actually, and it was just nonstop the whole entire time. It was our best show we've ever had.
Really?
We had ended up with 77 really awesome leads and met 77 awesome people.
Yeah.
And we set them all this week, and I think there's literally one or two that didn't set.
Wow.
It was a great show, one of the best we've
ever
had.
My guy from Brown Deer, you got that
yep.
on
yes,
calendar?
I did.
Good.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, send a guy, and he brought somebody with him, and they're like next-door neighbors or something. They're both looking.
Correct, they're two doors down.
Two-for-one deal there in Brown Deer, Tracy.
That's always good.
Now,
yes,
I would have sent him your way, but I would have had to get him on a flight to Mexico.
Correct.
You had a good trip.
I had a lovely trip. It was fantastic.
There's a chance that you and your family will go back.
Yes. Husband is now in love with Mexico.
Do you want Jason and I to come?
If you have to pay. you have to pay your own way. How about
that? Because we can...
Okay, fine.
I can juggle and he plays bags like crazy. We can be very entertaining.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's perfect. Me and Mike will be the entertainment.
No, they can pretty much entertain themselves.
All right. Well, you don't
awesome
have to make the final
silly.
Decision now.
Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. Ooh. That's when we're going back.
Actually, maybe.
So what is that? Like, is that like a man nanny or something?
A man nanny. There's right? me and you. Can you imagine? Be like, you talk to the kids. I'm not talking. I'm here
by the
pool.
They're going to be 18, 21, and 22. So
oh, they don't need nannies.
No, not so much.
Okay. And they wouldn't talk to us anyway. What would we talk to those guys? I know. I could talk sailing.
Yeah. Okay. So there's one kid that you can talk to.
There you go. He's got the girl. He's got the other shoe.
And you got the boys.
You do not look old enough to have kids that are that old.
I am.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, she doesn't. How do you feel old enough to have kids?
Earlier in the week I did.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I did.
There you go.
Coming back from Mexico.
Oh yeah, that trip.
Or last. Let's see here. Wednesday I hit it hard. I celebrated that I was in Mexico. Thursday. All day.
Really?
I felt old.
Yeah.
Tired.
But
I could take naps, so it was great.
And getting out of bed and getting to the pool is tough. That's hard work.
Laying on the beach is difficult.
It's really hard
It is.
Work.
Life is hard.
Hey, I have breaking news, by the way.
What's that?
Do we have breaking news soundtrack anywhere?
No, but breaking news on The Fan is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job at Indeed.com/here.
He's the best. Sammy, well done.
That's nice.
We're going to break news today. We're going to talk about the tour of remodel homes. Can we break the news on where the soiree is going to be?
Not yet.
All right, I got that info, but
yeah.
I tell you
it
what,
has to, it has to get toured by the committee to just make sure.
Well, you let the committee know that when I can break that news to give me the inside.
I will do that.
Sam, you're going to have to take back that read right there. Can you do it back?
Hey, we'll edit it out of the podcast.
There you go. Tour of Model Homes coming up the 16th and 17th of May. And it's funny, when we start promoting events, it seems like, boy, that's a long time from now. And then it comes up quick. It really comes quick. May 15th, the Nary Aurora Cancer Care House, the soiree is on the 15th. That kicks that weekend off. 16th and 17th, you guys have three this year?
We have three net this year. Yes.
Good for you.
The tour is up to 15, and then we have another 4 to 6 that are like just right there. So it really is looking like it's going to be a great year for the tour this year.
That's awesome. And I really I enjoy that. I enjoy the soiree, obviously, because that's the party and I'm fun. So
you are fun.
I am fun. I'm the sober fun guy, and that's kind of cool. And then the tour of Remodel Homes are raising money for, obviously, a very personal and really good cause.
Correct, yeah. Cancer touches home with me, and I don't think it could go to a better place.
Yeah, he's feeling good, though.
He is. He's doing good. He's actually in Florida right now. They usually go there for a month in February, January, February, and that's where they are.
Good. So. Well, I look forward to seeing him when he gets back, because him and I have a date.
Oh.
Well, you're going to help set it up, but he's going to meet me over at Martin Luther.
Yes,
I'm going to get him working out with my trainer. He's going to love it. Patrick's going to do wonders with him, and he'll end up getting addicted to it, and he'll be going there 3 days a week.
Good.
So
I'm excited.
Hey, Tracy, AB and K, everything is going well. You guys busy? Got to be busy this time. You're like crazy.
We are very busy.
Yeah.
We are.
I like that, right?
It is. The day goes by quickly.
Sure.
And it is. And, you know, it's spinning plates all day and making sure that none of them fall down.
Yeah, abnk.com is where you're going to want to go. As we talk to Tracy throughout this show, again, abnk.com, located, the best place is on Greenfield, South 108th Street. They have another location in Mequon.
Correct.
But you're at 3636 South 108th Street.
Yes, I am.
Almost.
Most of the time.
Yeah, I'd say 90%.
Yes.
There you go. I just picked that number out of the sky.
It sounded like a good number.
It's a great number. Hey, congratulations to AB and K.
Thank you.
You guys, tell you what, not a bad year for AB and K. Your most awards at the Nary Milwaukee ceremony.
Yes, we won 16 remodeling awards this year.
Did you get
17 the previous year and 16 the year before that?
Did you get tired of walking up and getting your name called?
Gosh, no.
Did you have
never.
To go? Did you have the same speech each time?
We don't have to give speeches.
I know, because when I had to host that thing, it was a nightmare.
We should almost make it so you have to give a speech.
I would totally give a speech.
You would?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that'd be
no, my designers, my senior designers, they would not.
That would turn that event into a two-day event.
We would still be there. That was in January. Yes. We would still be in the ballroom.
Look, I know, because the one time that I hosted the thing, and again, it was a nightmare. It was bad. And I did not a good job. You know you don't do a good job when your wife thinks about everything you do is a 9 or a 10, and she goes, maybe a 6?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, not good.
All I know is you don't want to give type A outgoing salespeople microphones.
Right.
Without a time limit.
Yeah. Well, and look, they gave me this one, but they gave me a time limit, so that's
right.
Really
important. We just have an hour today, so.
Yes,
right.
We do, but then I have three more hours after that where I go to youth sports show and then a high school sports show.
Well, there you go.
I just
that's all get, fun stuff.
But and then when I get home, my wife has not used up all her words for the day.
I totally understand that sentiment. I listen to a lot of words when I get home at the end of my business day as well.
Yeah.
My husband works from home.
As my wife does.
Right? So I get to get all of the conversation.
Are we all in the same boat here?
Well, Kelly wants to talk to me at night, and I'm like, please, can we just like talk another day? I like don't want to talk anymore.
And I pause the TV and she'll say, look, I have not used up all my words today, so here we go.
Yes.
And it's great. We have good spouses. They understand a lot of the stuff.
They are very loving and supportive.
They are. Did you get seat warmers yet?
No. No, I have the seat warmer. I have that.
Oh, it's the
steering wheel. The heated steering wheel.
It's only been
a month. You know, cars are, it's a process.
Yes.
It's like you got to play the long game. in what you want in an automobile. So I'm early in the long game.
I've got a feeling that a couple of these guys I work with, they don't believe that. Like, my guy at one of these dealerships is listening. He'll text me and say, I could have her in a car with the wheel heat.
The steering wheel. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And by the time you get done at 10 o'clock.
Right. But as a salesperson, I know that my timeline to get a sale and my customer's timeline
is totally different.
So I'm in the long game.
So you're the in this decision, you're the customer.
I am the customer.
And your husband is the one, right? So the game that you're
he's probably like ready to go right now. I'm like,
well, hold out.
Slow down, Ace.
Wow. Okay. That's
interesting. He just
because he loves you.
He just wants
to take good care of you.
Exactly.
Look at us. That's
like,
good.
It's like Valentine's again.
Every day for you is like Valentine's Day.
Yes, I almost said a bleeper.
Yeah, thank you. And Sam's got 7 seconds to hit that button in case. So she is Tracy Grossbeach from AB&K. Hey, that night on the awards, which is January 17th, did you have a pretty good feeling going in that you guys might get 16 design awards?
No. I am a nervous wreck that whole entire week before. So what happens for the award submissions is that in October, in late October, we submit all of projects that we think are award-worthy in different price points, different categories. We write it up. We have professional photography done previously and send in the before and afters and kind of like what the client was looking for, a whole narrative about it. So we send that into NARI Milwaukee, and they send it on to national. And this year, Washington, D.C. judged our work.
Okay.
So a totally different section of the country judged Milwaukee's work. And then, once I hit submit, and like with the credit card, and I hit submit.
Right.
Then I have to put it out of my mind because it is a lot of work. And if you walk into AB&K and ask any of my salespeople what I'm like in October, they'll be like, best to avoid her.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work.
Well, 16 awards, and it's interesting because I said, hey, I want to talk about him. You were like, ah. And I said, no, let's talk about it.
Okay,
I got this press release.
All right.
And I had asked you, I said, look, I'm going to talk about him whether you want to or not, and don't be
shy. You're such a bully.
Because I think this is important. And
well, actually, I think it's important, too.
It really is important. There's a number of reasons it's important because you don't just win these awards at one price point, like you had talked about.
Right.
You have them all over the place.
Right.
And when we talked about this, you said, look, sometimes it's easy to win in the higher price points. More expensive materials, larger, you know, all of it, where everything's big. But the smaller price, under $30,000 kitchen or things like that, more competition and difficult to show how good you are.
Well, it's hard. A kitchen that is $30,000 or less, and I'm sure Jason agrees. First of all, it's going to be a really small space, and it's hard to get a picture in a really tight, confined space.
Yep.
And the reason why I think it's important that we win awards in a kitchen under $30,000 or a bathroom under. Well, it's the bathroom is 25 to 50, so that's a huge price range.
But one of the projects you had was
right, under 30, is that for under $30,000, my homeowner, my customer, she got the best thing, the best kitchen, and the best materials that she could afford at her price point.
Right.
And it was installed beautifully. The same installer that does our $90,000 kitchens did this $30,000 kitchen. And just because you have a less substantial budget, I should say, and you have run-of-the-mill stainless steel appliances, which that's what I have in my house, doesn't mean that you can't have the best darn thing and an award-winning project.
And you know, get up and love it every single day.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. What makes you different from other providers, and we had talked about this in the market, is the installation and the superior design skill that your people have.
Yeah, and that's what I think it shows, having won awards at different price points. We did win, one of my projects won a gold, and that was over $100,000 kitchen, And one of the reasons why it won the award, because I read the comments from the judges, is because of the sexy appliance package. Because it had beautiful Thermador appliances. And that always speaks to people. And designers are judging us. So they understand like how much finances went into that, to just the appliance package.
So AB&K had a great... And then Tracy Grosspeach individually had a pretty good night.
Okay, so that's the part that like blew me over.
I mean, you had a really good night.
I had a very good night.
Yes,
I
did. You did. You won a couple of awards.
I did.
The Image Award, right, Bill?
Bobowitz? Is that how you say it?
There's an R in there. Yeah, but you know what? It's the award is after him. It's named after him. But you won that for ongoing efforts to advance thoughtful design and remodeling practices in the home remodeling industry.
Right, so, and that one's from the NARI Milwaukee board. So that's the board that Jason's on, and I'm not on that board.
And maybe you will be.
Thank you.
You know what?
Thank you. I was just sitting there. I was chatting with my husband. Like, we're in the back of the room. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm talking about something else. I'm probably talking about, like, what is our 17-year-old doing tonight? Or, oh, do you think Megan got on the plane because it was that snowstorm night? My oldest daughter's supposed to fly back to California. So we're talking about that. And then Jim hits my leg. He's like, they're talking about you. I'm like, they are not talking about me. Why would they be talking about me?
And then boom.
And then Tracy Grosspeach. I'm like, hey, wait, that's me. I'm like, huh, what?
Okay. So
and I was really, really, really surprised and very honored. And thank you.
And thought you were done for the night.
NARI Milwaukee. Point. Thank you.
How about NARI the spirit Milwaukee? Of volunteerism?
Okay. So that is from the NARI Foundation Board. Right. And I happen to be on that board. And I've been to all the meetings. And I'm the secretary, so I'm the one that's taking notes the whole time. And no one talked about, like, who was being nominated other than send your nominations up to Jen. And, you know, we'll talk about it. But we never really talked about it. But I'm not really thinking about, like, oh, we should be talking about this. Because I really am in my own head a lot of time. Not just during the board meetings, but, you know, you're thinking of your phone's blowing up during meetings.
Right.
So you're taking notes. Well, I got to take this. I got to go help that salesperson. You know, I have, an issue over here with, you know, the plumbing valve is like broken or wrong or something like that. So I'm not really paying attention during the board meetings, even though I'm supposed to be. I apologize, Milwaukee NARI Foundation. I'm not... And I was very surprised.
Well, it was a great night for you.
Thank you. But I also do volunteer a lot.
You do a ton. And look, Susan G. Komen, Milwaukee Youth Sailing, the NARI Foundation, and we can go on and on, but we have to get to a break. Mm-hmm. My favorite part is the quote from you that said, "This award means a lot to me. Our friends and neighbors allow us to actually take part in and experience real positive change where we live and work." And really good quote. By you. I'll tell you what, January 17th, good night for you, man. Good night for you, your company, the whole bit. We'll continue our conversation. She's Tracy Grosspeach. She's with AB&K. January 17th was just a phenomenal night for her family, and their company. The AB&K family did a great job. AB&K.com is where you're going to want to go to see their work. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host who did something really nice for a woman I work with. And Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what? Tiffany, who is I put my fingers up in the air, my so-called stepdaughter. Terry and I have adopted this girl, and she's just the best. And she got a beautiful home, her and her husband, Chad, and they bought a new dishwasher.
How about this? We'll say from a big box
store. Thank you. Big box store.
I like that.
And did not go very well.
It did not.
It didn't. And it was, she was kind of freaking out. And she said, hey, look, can you help me with this? And I said, well, I can't, but I might know somebody that can. And called you. Can you talk a little bit about what the issue was? And look, when we were talking about this in our pre-show meeting, that getting appliances from the big box store and then having them put it in sometimes is a nightmare.
It is. They go for the cheapest contractor they can get, and then they sub it out to them. So what happened in her situation is she bought a dishwasher, bought the install. They came out to do it, and they're like, okay, first of all, you don't have an air gap, so we can't do it. And then also your drains aren't big enough underneath the sink to, there's a way to do it under the sink if you wanted to. And we can't do that. So they're like, well, all your plumbing's wrong, which it wasn't. But
right. Basically, she thought they were going to have to redo it all.
Correct. Tear everything out. So
to get the dishwasher.
Yeah. It was like a big thing that this guy was making. Like literally, so then I called my granite person, had them literally, I think we talked on like Friday.
Right.
On Monday, they came and drilled the hole.
Yep.
On Tuesday or Wednesday, the plumber came.
Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Yeah. It was like.
Put the air gap in fixed a couple things and boom, they're done.
Yeah. So she had a gift card for you, but I put it in my pocket. So you know what, Tiffany? Thanks for giving that to Jason. But
you're
I'm
going to
be
generous.
Using that next year. I'm the middle guy.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Right? I gave it to Jason. I wouldn't do that. But she was so.
I thought it was his Valentine. I thought you were passing out Valentine's.
I wish I would have got one from him. It would have been special.
You didn't get. Oh, it's in the mail.
Okay.
If you didn't get it yet, it's still coming. But you got yours because I hand delivered it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of course.
It was I choo 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 you.
Well,
that's
it was
going
to be Lionel Richie singing "Sail On Down the Line." I love. It's your favorite song.
That's a great song. Best breakup song ever.
She walked in here one morning. Beside herself.
Love the Commodores.
The worst breakup song ever.
No, it's the best. Well, it is the best lyric of I'm done with you.
Yeah, done.
Yes,
so Commodore if you played Salem. That song at home, what would your husband think?
He just laughs while I just sing it at the top of my lungs.
You know, you can do that here if you want.
All
we're
right,
on the radio.
We'll do that later.
We'll do that. And, you know, so you got to stick around to listen to her sing. So, Jason, thank you for,
no
for,
problem.
You know, the fact that I don't know how to do any of this, but I know who to call. Call Tracy. Call you.
Call the Nary offices.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah,
it's done.
It is done then. Yeah, that's what I would do. Unless it's something like that where we're going to just ask some questions, then I'm going to call somebody and say, hey, look, what direction would you send us? Should we let the big box store people go ahead and do this? And Jason's like, absolutely not.
Well, didn't you have a similar story?
I did. It's a place to start, but not a place to finish.
Correct.
It's a great place to get ideas, to look at what's in the marketplace, whether it's appliances, whether it's countertop materials, flooring, cabinetry, whatever. It's a great place to get ideas because it's a big store and you can just wander versus going into AB&K. You walk in the door, we're going to welcome you and ask how we can help you. And it might be overwhelming. We don't mean to be overwhelming, but you know, usually people come into our building for a reason.
Right.
And we just want to help you solve your problem.
Sure.
So the big box stores are a great place to start. But then once you kind of have an idea of what you like, you need to go to an actual remodeler. Because we have everything you need. 90% of us are design build. That means that we're going to design it. We're going to build it. You don't have to run around town finding that countertop. Does it go with that tile and that cabinet? And what's my hardware? And does my sink fit in my base cabinet? And what's an air gap? You know,
exactly.
You know, all those things. That's what we do. That's what we do every day. That's what we're professionals. That's what we take care of.
Right. Well, I can tell you this, that Tiffany and her husband, Chad, went from being like beside themselves. Like, you have got to be kidding. Like, what are we going to do here?
She seems so stressed out when I talk to her.
Well,
in 10 minutes.
To redo all your plumbing?
Right.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy what she told me. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
No, and in 10 minutes, Jason walked her back off the ledge and just said, hey, look, just take a breath. Let's just take a look at, you know what, I've had, and when I brought this subject up in our pre-show meeting, you guys both had three or four stories.
Yeah.
The one that you told was unbelievable,
about
Jason.
About the basement flooding.
Yeah, about the basement flooding. After you, the basement was $100,000.
And they very expensive basement,
yeah.
And they had a big box store install a fridge for them, kinked the line, and literally ruined the brand new basement.
And that was after it was done.
Yeah.
And the last thing they did was.
Yep. But it's not just that. It's I was at a house. They want new countertops, and she went to a big box store And the salesperson said, you need to draw it up with dimensions and bring it in. She doesn't know how to do that. She's a nurse. She right. doesn't know. She knows how to chart things. She knows how to dispense the medication that I need. She knows how to plug in all the beepy things. I don't know how to do any of that. And she knows how to be like really really sympathetic to me. I'm not a medical person, can you tell? Blood makes me want to pass out.
Yeah.
I make rooms pretty. That's right. what we do.
I can tell you, Terry and I, and Jason, you've been in our kitchen. It's a small kitchen.
Yeah.
And we're going to kind of redo the cabinets, and we're going to put in a new countertop. And we are pretty much set. But we're driving by a big box store that's no longer open on Highway 100, cross street from Speedway. How's that? Just to the south of Blue Mount, between Blue Mount and Greenfield, on the east side of the building.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we go in there, and they've got their, you know, the whole kitchen design stuff. And we walked up, and it was the manager there. And we thought, all right. And we had the size and everything. And the guy said, oh, wow, that's a really small job. And he said, excuse me? He said, yeah, this isn't even worth me handing this off to a salesperson because they're not going to make any money
on
this.
Ouch. Dang.
Do you know that Terry said, I will never shop there again.
And then they went out of business.
Boom. And not because but I'm telling you, he made us feel, this was a big deal for us. It wasn't a big deal. We knew it wasn't a big job, but for us, it was really important. And he made us feel really, really like, what are you even wasting my time for? And we walked out of there, and my wife, who's lived with me for a long time, isn't offended easily. She's a tough Polish girl from River West area. But she was like, never again. I am not. The guy we went through called 3 or 4 times just to check in. Hey, look, we're excited. It's coming in on Friday. Can we get there at 10 o'clock? Is it okay with you? Yep, everything's set. And so we were really happy. That place just ticked my wife off because of that. We weren't big enough. He said, I can't even give this to my sales guy. They won't make any money at it.
There's people like that in the world.
There is.
And then there's people like the members of Neary Milwaukee,
right.
AB&K, J&J, where, you know, it is a small job, but there's a need and we can solve the problem.
And
I want to say that probably 98% of us that are members of Neary Milwaukee.
There you go.
Are really nice people.
Really nice.
That just want to help people out.
Correct. I agree. Well, here's the thing, Mike. Yeah, it's a small job, but what is it going to turn into next?
Never know, right?
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You mean, yeah.
And when I got in the car and Terry was upset, I said, look, he is the manager at this place in that area for a reason. There's a reason that he's over there instead of being with AB&K or J&J. So all I can tell you, and we did the whole segment, but Tiffany and Chad Gresh, they just thank you, Jason. And look, we could have done 100 of these with you, Tracy, the amount of people that call you and ask you questions. But boy, like you said, they were nervous at that point. So you took good care of them. If you have questions and you want to talk to Tracy, AB&K, go to their website, or you can call them at 414-485-2994. 485-2994. Hey, can we, other side of the break, want to talk a little bit about most popular home bars. And you sent me some information on this, and I printed it because I think this is really interesting. You guys, you do a ton of this, correct?
We're doing more home bars that are not in the basement.
Really?
Yes, on the main living, like the living room, front living room.
A lot of Irish people you're working with? Or?
A lot of Wisconsinites. How about that?
So they've got old fashions at 5 o'clock. That's how that works.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk to Tracy about this again. Tracy Grosspeech, if you didn't hear the first segment, AB&K won a ton of awards at the Neary Show, at the Neary Awards Banquet. They won 16 of
Correct.
Them.
Yes.
And then Tracy herself won 2 as well. It was a really good night. You want to know why? You know what? Talk to Tracy and find out what her mission statement and her servant leadership heart, where that comes from. If you want to see why AB&K won, go to abnk.com. You'll see the pictures. They're absolutely gorgeous. This is the Neary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay.
Now that the mics are on, Tracy stopped singing at the top of her lungs.
I was singing.
That
earlier.
Was awesome.
I was.
That was
the
awesome.
Low notes are hard for me to reach because I've actually drank coffee, but earlier in the day.
You got a nice voice.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. She's Tracy Grosspeach, A, B, and K. You want her to sing for you? Head over to Highway 100, 3636, South 108th Street.
Would you sing for a kitchen?
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah. I would not, but I was told in fourth grade, never sing in public. Sister Margaret Mary, St. Peter and Paul.
I don't think that's very nice.
No, and do you know what she said?
I think everybody should sing.
We were getting ready for the Christmas show, Little Drummer Boy, and there's 40 kids. She said, somebody's really off key. Somebody on the left. Somebody in the first row is Mr. McGivern. Come with me. She said, Monsignor Grosser does not want to hear you sing. I don't want to hear you sing, and baby Jesus definitely doesn't want to. So as a kid,
Don't bring baby Jesus into this.
You're in the shower, and they're telling you that baby Jesus is everywhere.
Yeah.
So you start singing, and you go, uh-oh. Yeah. So there you go. Hey, guys, let's talk about this, the most popular home bars. And I like the fact that you're saying, look, it's not just in the basement anymore.
Nope.
A lot of the people upstairs in the living area, in right off the kitchen, are putting in these, and there is the top 10. And I'm going to start with number one, Black and Gold. You have to look a little closely to the spot. Gorgeous details of this drink station. So they had a picture of it, but it's just a beautiful kind of classic look, the Black and Gold.
The Black and Gold is definitely making a comeback. And how a lot of people are getting the Golden are with bar carts. Bar carts, if you think back to, you know, the Rat Pack and Sammy Davis Jr. and all that.
Hold on. You got to tell Jason who that was. The Rat Pack? Because he didn't know the song was just played.
He's like Googling it on his phone right now.
Was that a band?
No, the Rat Pack. It was like
Frank
1960s,
Sinatra,
late 50s, 60s, Las Vegas. Like, really hip, cool guys like Martini Jazz.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some.
You're gonna have to do some hardcore research on this, Jason.
You're gonna be listening to the Commodores and Frank Sinatra when you get out of here.
I like the Beatles.
Anyway,
okay, that's good too. Everybody likes the Beatles. Well, I think that actually one of my children doesn't like the Beatles, but you don't like the Beatles?
No, I do.
That's a different radio show.
Yeah, not a ton. I almost had a guy punch me in a bar when I said it out loud.
Dang.
Like, he got really up.
He needs to go home to his bar cart.
And it should be Black and Gold, maybe. Right?
Exactly. See how I did that?
Way to bring it right back. Number three, and I'm going to skip two because we talked about it in the basement, and that certainly I think people understand because you've seen home bars in basements forever.
Yeah, and yeah, I want to talk about that real quick.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go back to the basement because I think that a lot of grown-ups now are like, you know what? I don't want to go downstairs. That's like where my kid. That's like teenage land. That's like where the kids are. I want, especially if you don't have like a walkout basement. If you don't have any natural light in your basement, people are wanting to be like the upstairs is the grown up space, and that's why the bars are coming upstairs.
And plus, if the kids are down there, you don't want all the booze down there. Like
Well, then we put locks on cabinets. A lot of locks.
We had a bar in the basement when I was growing up. My dad was a bricklayer, and he built this beautiful bar. And they liked going down there on Fridays. He had all the bricklayer boys over, but not so much during the week.
Yeah,
and
mine's full of, like, PlayStation and Xbox stuff.
He never marked the bottles either. I'm just saying. I don't know if any of the McGivern boys or girls were down there doing any of that stuff, but there may have been one or two. But he never marked the bottles, and
we
maybe
don't believe him.
He should have.
Do we, Jason?
No.
Number three. Let's All move right. on. Farmhouse Charm. Talk a little bit about. So, it's just not that standard bar anymore. That big brick over or whatever the standard bars that you grew up, because some were smaller. The one I grew up in was huge. Farmhouse Charm. People are getting more creative in the home bars that they're building.
Yes, they're not necessarily, I call it the Cheers bar anymore, you know, where you have the front bar with the raised bar top and the nice ledge that you lean on, the Cheers bar.
Right.
Jason, you know Cheers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
There you go, Norm, that kind of stuff.
I never watched it, but I know what it is.
You never watched Cheers?
No. I was very religious. I still feel like I am in a different way, but
yeah. Well, we can have that conversation.
We didn't have a TV in our house and all that kind of stuff.
So. Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not.
I was just picking on you because you're a smidge younger than me.
Smidge. No doubt. Farmhouse, I'm going to get back to this.
Farmhouse. I'm going to rein us in. So the farmhouse look that is very popular across the living room, the kitchen, is going into the bar. So it doesn't have to be a dark wood bar anymore.
Right.
It doesn't have to have a raised bar top. It can be all one level. It can be whatever your aesthetic is in your house. What's your style? That's your bar.
So this has changed over the years. I mean, this category of the home bar that I, in my mind, think of, it's completely changed as far as location in the house, how big, what kind of bar it is, what you do. I mean, it's just not a place to put your wine and your booze. It looks good. And
yes.
it's a part of the whole atmosphere in the house.
It's part of your entertaining space.
Corner serving nook is number 4. And so they talked about perfectly positioned in the corner between the dining and the living rooms. The drink stations ensure that the glass of wine is always within reach.
Yes.
And you're like, and? You should go to Jason's office, by the way. It's within reach there, too. Just
all right.
So you know.
We have a wine station.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
4 bottles tapped at all times. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
I don't drink wine, though.
I'm sure that your
somebody
other people
does,
around
though.
You do.
Yes.
Right?
I put sparkling grape juice in there once, but it's not in there anymore.
Yeah, they obviously they weren't happy with that.
No.
Not at all.
These corner serving nooks are... they're similar to like the butler's pantry.
Okay.
Without the butler.
How often do you get asked in some of this about home bars? Or is that something that you will bring up in the conversation when you go to somebody's house, their bar's in the basement, and they don't use it much anymore? Are you able to say, look, within our space, if you have interest in this, this is available?
Well, it's part of the conversation. If we're blowing out a wall and making the kitchen larger and making a grand entertaining area, is bar storage, is a wine fridge, is beverage cooler, is any of that important? Do we need to consider that? And sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it is, we need a beverage area for the kids or just for soft drinks or whatever. And sometimes we're drinkers. We want a bar.
This is where it's, yeah. And what can you do for me here?
Correct.
Country meets city is number 5, and we're doing this. I had pictures that I was looking at, but the drink station nods to country style, but reclaimed barwood paneling. So what they're trying to do is make sure that they were still kind of the city, but they wanted a little country.
Yeah,
thrown
it's kind
in.
Of that like steampunk look where you have the iron railings and iron bars and bar stools and stuff like that, and then you have the reclaimed lumber or stuff that's been, you know, scarred or, you know, used.
Right.
Aged.
To make it look, I mean, it looks pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah. Do you use a lot of that kind of wooden stuff? Because that got really big for a while. You know, the doors.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of barn doors.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Still. And I think it's going to continue.
Yeah, we're doing more of a not matchy, matchy, matchy. Where just because you have oak trim in your house doesn't mean that everything has to be oak or that your door, you can have white doors with wood trim.
Can you please?
It's okay.
Can you please say that again? Because I'm telling you, I just had this conversation with a woman at work. She said, well, we're going to redo this, but the trim is oak. And so we have to go. And it's really like, it's making me nuts because I don't want to, but I know I have to.
No, you don't.
You don't.
No one. No, it's your house.
Do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. There's no big rule about this.
She will.
I am with you so 100%.
I mean, because I think that oak is beautiful in narrow strips. But when I see door panels of oak with a big cathedral, I don't think it's so pretty.
Not only does she
now,
have...
Now, if it's quarter sawn oak, that's different. But like the plain sawn stuff that we all see,
right.
Not my favorite wood. But oak floors, I am the person that says, you know what? You have beautiful 2 1/4 inch oak floors. I don't know why you would rip these out to put in 4 inch wide Brazilian cherry or whatever dark walnut.
Yep.
Now, and don't get me wrong, I love walnut. But man, those oak floors.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
And everything they're timeless.
Exactly.
Her,
yeah.
In her dining room is oak. The door is oak. The trim is oak. Uh-huh. And then she has kind of cabinets,
mm-hmm.
glass doors, but oak.
Yeah.
And then almost a serving area where you can put things down. All of it. Same color. And she said, it's driving me nuts. I want to change it out. But
do it. Change it.
There you go. She does.
Go paint it. Do a painted wood.
Yeah.
A painted color, not just white.
We had that conversation, but she's like in her head that she was told at one point if it's oak, you can't go from oak to something else in the same room unless you do all of it different. But what you're saying is she doesn't have to because there's no rules for her.
No, and a lot of people think that if I have golden oak trim, I can't do a white and gray kitchen. You can. We've done it successfully. We won a gold award for it 2 years ago. We have pictures on our website. We have pictures in our store.
ABK.
It's beautiful.
ABK.com is where you can see those pictures. She's Tracy yep. Grosspeach, ABK, again, located Highway 100 in Greenfield, 414-485-2994. 485-2994. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's the owner of J&J Contractors. Go to jjcontractorsllc.com. Brand new office space, really nice space, 6600 School Way in Greendale. It's Jason Schabrowski. Our special guest, she is Tracy Grosspeach, ABK, ABK.com. I only wanted to talk about two more of these.
All right.
And we're talking about bars, home bars, and people have gotten very creative with this. Number eight is Coffee and Cocktail Station. So they want to make sure that it's just not a bar, but it's also kind of a coffee place. So I would think that in the morning, they can call it their coffee station, and at night, they can call it their cocktail station.
Yes, and in the early 2000s, I was putting coffee stations in master suites.
You were?
I was.
Okay.
Because we couldn't call it a bar in your bedroom, because that just, that doesn't seem classy.
That doesn't. No. However.
But coffee, yes.
Yeah. And then you can make a switch fairly quickly.
You sure can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if you put a little Irish cream or something,
yeah,
whatever that
absolutely
stuff is. Number nine, and this is a really pretty picture on this, the backlit beauty. And I think lighting has come a long way. And the way people in your business, Tracy, utilize lighting to really highlight certain parts of this. That home bar that they had on the website and the pictures that were on, the lighting part of it was just incredible.
LED lighting has just changed how we can light an interior that in days of yore, i.e. earlier in the century, if I was going to backlight something, I had to either build a soffit in the ceiling, I had to build out a wall behind something, or I had to build out a deck under a floor to do some backlit lighting.
Right.
But with LED lighting, because it's not hot and it's low profile, we can put that almost everywhere.
Yeah.
It's very cool. We've done a backlit island in a closet.
Really?
So that the island top glows.
Wow. I just think that part of your industry has mm-hmm. come a long way and has given you guys a lot of different options on what to do, as you just talked about. What we didn't talk about the process at ABK mm-hmm. the last time you're here or this time. If we can do that real quickly in the time that we have left, somebody goes to ABK.com after hearing about all the awards you guys won. They want to know why. Now they want you guys to come out and meet them. They call you and say, Tracy, I heard you on the show. Can you talk about that process on when they get a chance to meet you?
Absolutely. So we'll have a nice phone conversation if we can't figure out a time to meet in the store. And we talk about what you want to do with your projects, what you like, what you don't like. I ask a lot of questions. My salespeople, we ask a lot of questions just to get some more information from you. And at the end of that phone call or end of that meeting, we set up a time to meet in your house. We'll come out and we're going to take photographs of your space. We're going to measure your space. We're going to look at your electrical panel. We're going to look at where your water comes in. We're going to look at your hot water heater, all that type of stuff. We're just collecting information, and we're going to verify everything that we talked about, either in person or on the phone. At the end of that meeting, we're going to set up a time to meet back at our Greenfield or Mequon stores. And at that meeting, we're going to talk about big picture of what this thing is going to cost. And usually we look at it a couple different ways. Here's your dream. Your dream's going to cost between this number and this number. Or you want to spend this. This is what you get of the dream. Like, right. This is how much of the dream that you're going to be able to purchase with that number. So then you have some different ways to buy. You can figure out how you want to spend your money. And we look at the design. We look at colors, materials, that type of thing as well.
So then they can go home. If they don't sign right then, they don't sign right then. They don't.
Nope.
What if they want to?
We'll take a design retainer at that time.
Good.
That's what they will sign, a design retainer, but we won't sign a contract yet because we don't go to contract until we know what everything's going to be. Remodeling is literally opening a can of worms.
Yeah, and you never know.
Right. So what we do at AB&K is we define everything that we know ahead of time. So all your materials, we make all those selections, the design, what that's going to be, and then we sign a contract. Because we want to pinpoint and hammer in down exactly what we know. Because once we start opening walls, that's when we get to the unknowns.
Right. And
we do the Don Rumsfeld thing. The known knowns and the known unknowns, right?
There it is. He doesn't know who that is either. So, but I do. I was a big fan of his, kind of, for a while there.
I like that quote.
Yeah, that's a good quote.
It is a very good quote.
Yeah, it's a really good quote, in fact. Well, that's, so the process then, you like them to come to your showroom. Because
yes.
that really kind of opens up everything that you can offer.
Well, and there's
for them.
A lot to look at in our
right.
showroom too.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like? More importantly, and I say this every time, what do you hate?
Yeah.
You know? Do you hate those shaker doors that you see everywhere? Awesome. We have other options.
Yeah, let's stay away from those if that's what you hate.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I last segment when you said, look, it's your home. There's no rules. You don't have to do
it's your home and it's your money.
Right. So we'll have that mm-hmm. conversation. If you want to go through that process with AB&K, I would start with their website and take a look at some of the beautiful work that they do and they have done at abnk.com. Again, located 3636 South 108th Street in Greenfield. What's the time frame at this point? Because, look, everybody wants, hey, I'd like to have a new kitchen in spring. Well, that's gone.
Spring is now.
Sailed on by.
It sailed on down the line.
Yes, it did.
Very nice.
So what is the time frame if somebody wants to have this in by back to school?
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Summer?
Yeah.
There you
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to their website, AB&K, and talk about the timing. I don't think people wait as long as they used to. I think people now understand that it is a 6-8 month sometime process. So,
right, and a lot of people are finding they're doing their homework right now.
Right, big difference.
Big difference.
Yep.
And we have the internet, which is a useful tool, and also the devil's playground.
Yeah, too much information sometimes for me.
Or wrong information.
Right. Yeah, you get a lot of that. Jason Tour Remodel Homes coming up 16th and 17th. Make sure that if you're part of that or want to be part of it, get a hold of the Nary people now. If you're somebody like me that just goes to it, the map that we put out, that Nary puts out, is really helpful. That way you can split the days.
Correct, yeah. So we have 15. We're hoping to get 2025. And we even have the app now that's on your phone. You just click the house and it takes you there, which is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a nice pocket in Wauwatosa. There's two in Greendale, Whitefish Bay, Brookfield, Grove area, Waukesha, kind of all over the place.
All over.
Yeah,
so
really exciting.
Once that map comes out when we're done with this, it'll give you an idea on how, if you want to hit 10 of them in 2 days, how to, geographically, you get to
Correct.
Stay in this area and then go to that area. But that's the 16th and 17th of May. And then the Aurora Cancer Care House soiree. Different than a party. Did you know that? A soiree?
Yeah, it's fancy.
It's
fancy.
A fancy
party.
One
fancy
of these
party.
Bars that we were talking about?
Yeah, it has bar carts.
Yeah, it has bar
yes,
carts.
It
and it might be like black and gold. It's like that classy kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I think we need you there this year.
I have to look at my calendar. I have a college graduate graduating.
May 15th.
Yay,
if you
one.
Can make it, I'd love to. Yeah, you would have fun there. We'll play him in bags and try to raise some money. So I think that's the key. Go to the Nary Go to the NERI website, NERIMilwaukee.org, and you can get information May 16th, 17th, tour remodel homes. Tracy, it's always a pleasure.
It's always good morning. Good Saturday morning with you.
I had to throw something at your car to get your attention today, but that
just
worked
a little
okay.
Bit. I was listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me earlier.
Yeah.
A recast of it. NPR.
Do you listen to that? Yeah, I have no idea.
No.
Jason, it's good to see you.
It's really funny.
It's really good to see both you guys. We got to get out. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.